The Conservative government was very clear in its manifesto commitment, which would be that we would remove subsidies for new onshore wind projects by 2020. I've spoken to Amber Rudd, the Secretary of State at the Department of Energy and Climate Change, and she's confirmed that will be fulfilled. Our concern has been for a long time that the current SNP government are too fixated on onshore wind as an energy source, so we're ignoring other sources, but we've had this fixation with onshore wind, which has taken up far too much of the money that's available. And I think reining back on onshore wind is something that makes sense from the point of view of the energy mix. It has been left completely lacking in the field of energy policy, and a whole range of experts have lined up to criticise the lack of forward thinking. We are losing the Longannet power station in Fife probably within the next year. We're due to lose Torness and Hunterston, our two nuclear power stations in Scotland. These three stations between them currently produce 55% of our electricity generating capacity.